Listening Dog Media.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. The Offside Rule with Lindsay Hooper and Natasha Dowie, promoting women's football since 2013.
Annabelle, congratulations on promotion to WSL. Those scenes at Crystal Palace were fantastic. The trophy lift. And you already knew it was happening, didn't you? You knew there weren't going to be 22 goals or something in the other game. So has this been a week-long celebration?
To be honest, no. Obviously, you know, the situation last Sunday, we kind of knew where we stood and everything. But to be honest, when we went back into football last week, training, we just had sole focus on the game and we just wanted to get the job over the line. And the only thing we really spoke about all week was the game. We didn't really speak about the position we were in or anything like that. And I think it's also a reflection of how we've been the whole season. We have just taken it week by week and we've never ever really got too ahead of ourselves. Obviously, it was a great position to be in and it did mean we could go and enjoy the day and play with probably a little bit more freedom than we have done the past few weeks. But no, to be honest, the main focus was just the game against Sunderland.
Annabelle, just before we start carrying on talking, so you came through the Liverpool Academy. Did we just miss each other or did we actually play together? Because when I looked you up and had a Google, I thought you were in a squad maybe in the Champions League when we went abroad. Did we ever play together?
I don't think so. I do remember you, definitely.
Yeah, because I messaged Gemma Bonner and I was like, did I play with this girl? And she said, I think you might have just left. So
Yeah, I think it was just, we just missed. I remember Gemma, obviously, but no, I think we just missed each other.
Oh, okay, brilliant. But I mean, so obviously, you know, great season for yourself, still so young, you know, and I think your stats are so impressive as well for a midfield player. So obviously we spoke earlier, 18 games and 11 goals, 7 assists. If I've got that right, that's pretty impressive. We know, and obviously you will find out, you know, the step up, and we've spoken about this, you know, is tough. You know, we look at Bristol and how they've struggled. You know, you look at Liverpool and how they've done it the right way, I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, as a player yourself, like, what are your aspirations, you know, going up into the WSL? You know, what's your kind of, do you set yourself kind of short-term targets, long-term targets?
I think, to be honest, you know, it's where I've always wanted to play. I've always wanted to play in the WSL, you know. In terms of my own aspirations, they're, like, very, very high. I've got very high standards of myself. In terms of the team going up into the WSL, obviously it's not really something we've spoken about yet. We only really happened about 2 days ago. But, you know, I've got full belief that the club will do things right. You know, the way the board have been this year, backing us, Steve, Dougie, Grace has ran everything immaculate, really, and I do believe that the club is going to go up and do things right, and I think that, you know, there's big things to come for Crystal Palace, and I think it's definitely where the club deserves to be.
How about your own reflection on your season, Annabelle? Because you might be aware, I'm sure, that your management passed on that both Tash and I, we hadn't spoken, we put you in our World 11 team. We had to make some choices from all different leagues and you were our choice. I had a couple of players from the Championship. You were the Tash's only player from the Championship. So is this been your best season to date?
Yeah, definitely. Jackie did send me the teams, so thanks, guys. But no, yeah, it definitely has been. I think it's down to a lot of different things, though, to be honest. I think this is the most happy and settled I've felt in a football team in probably the past 3 or 4 years, and that's due to many, many different factors. I think, you know, as a footballer, you know that it's not just being on the pitch that matters. You know, there is a lot of different things. I think the group around me as well, I feel the belief from my teammates, from the staff, and I do feel settled, I do feel comfortable, and I think it just goes and gives you a platform to be able to go and to perform.
You say about feeling the belief. I get the impression that that belief has been internal only. Like the noise outside, it was never really about Palace until the very end of the season. I mean, what was that like for you as a group? Because you probably just kept doing your thing and thinking, well, people still aren't talking about us that much.
Yeah, I think it is quite funny. Actually, we weren't really at the top ever. I think maybe for like a couple of games. And it wasn't, yeah, you're right. It was never really spoken about Palace too much. But I think it kind of we never really paid attention to that anyway. You know, the group were all in the we were all in the same boat, and you know, it came very, very much from Laura. You know, she did instill that sort of game by game, week by week type of mentality to the team, and I think it did help because, you know, the championship over the years has got a lot more competitive than it used to be. You know, the teams, the standard is increasing each year. It's becoming a very competitive league and increasingly difficult to get out of and to stay in. So I think taking each game very differently, and the minute a game was over, you know, we obviously would analyse it, what we could do better, what we did well, and that was kind of it. It was put to bed regardless of the result.
I work with Lee Nichols, you know, away from, you know, the football world for B5 for a consulting company. She's a great girl, and obviously she's done a lot for Palace. Yeah, it was nice to see her in the changing room celebrating with you all. So you touch on, you know, the professionalism at Palace. You know, what is the setup like there? Because, you know, I'm guilty. You know, I kind of only see the WSL teams and the facilities and what they do. So, you know, what are your training facilities like? You know, are you in, you know, during the day? Like, what times do you train? Is it like a full-time professional setup? And is that going to keep the same, or is that going to change when you step up to WSL?
No, the facilities are incredible. One of the best facilities I've ever been in. We train, yeah, full-time, you know, just as probably most as the WSL teams do. We go in, we have our breakfast, we do our analysis, do pre-ab, train, gym. It is very, very professional. The whole thing is amazing, to be honest. You know, it is your life. You're there. I'm there constantly anyway. I literally, some days don't come home, you know, till quite late on. But it is very, very professional in the facilities. You literally, everything that you need, you'll get. So I do imagine going up, it's only really going to get better, to be honest.
It's Copa's Cope Road as well, isn't it, yeah. Annabelle? Because I've been down there, and you're there with the men's side, with the academy players. Everyone's on one side. And there are other clubs that have broken up all of their teams. You know, they've got the men's on one side, the women's on another, the academy on a different one again. What are the huge benefits of everyone being in together?
To be honest, it's just that like one club feel type of thing. You know, you go in every day and it's the same sort of staff, you know, at the reception, you know, in the kitchen and everything like that. We see the boys all the time, and it is that one club feel. You know, it takes some getting used to at the start, because, you know, it's not always been like that for the women's game, and then certainly for me as well, it hasn't always been like that. But I think going in and becoming a settled environment and becoming something that used to, it does help the team on the pitch. And I think that this season has been a massive reason as to why we have had success.
So I want to know as well, so 2013, so what, that's, yeah, over 10 years ago, when we won the league at Liverpool for the first time, we parted hard in Nando's. How did you celebrate promotion?
This is it.
God,
I was only 12 then.
All right. No need to start digging and making us feel old.
Nando's out. Well, we went out on Sunday. We had big celebrations at Celeste. All our family were there. It's like a big lounge there in the back of the stadium. So my mum and dad came down from Liverpool. My brothers couldn't make it, sadly. But, everyone had friends and family. And it was really, really good, to be honest. There's a DJ on, drinks, food, everything. Nice. So, yeah, it was really, really good. And we just went out afterwards. So, not feeling my best today.
Big summer ahead. We were talking and reflecting on Bristol City's relegation. So they've taken your spot. Uh-huh. You've taken their spot in WSL. And the lessons that potentially you can learn from watching them this season. Do you think, Annabelle, I know it's early doors and you're going to have lots of conversations within the club, but are you going to have to change the way you play somewhat? Because although you've had this lovely freedom this year, the calibre of the opposition in the WSL could find those spaces, exploit them. Are you prepared for that as players, that you might have to lean on something else, some other qualities that you've got?
Well, obviously, as you said, it will probably be something that's spoken about. It's not really something that we've spoken about as of yet. I can't imagine that we'd 100% do like a 360 and completely change how we would be like as a club, and because, you know, that's what's got us here in the first place. I don't think completely changing our identity is something that we're probably going to go for. But, you know, you do have to step back and realise the position you're in, you know, the respect of what you're about to come up against and the league you're about to be in. But I think you know, that them discussions will be had between the coaching staff, and that will be relayed to us as players, I'm sure.
What are you most excited about? You know, when you get the calendar through, you're going to get the fixtures. Who is it that you really want to play? And that can be teams, that can be going up against managers, it can be going up against individuals. For you personally, what can't you wait for?
Obviously, you know, playing against the big teams always like a challenge, obviously. And, you know, some of the best players in the world play in these leagues, you know. I think, obviously, if you look at Arsenal selling out the Emirates very consistently, I think, you know, that's something you look at and be like, wow, you always want to be a part of that. And you'd always like to play in sold-out stadiums, big stadiums as well, against big players and big teams. So I think, to be honest, just the whole thing will be very different, but, you know, we're excited to get going.
Just finally, as a group, are you going to be campaigning somewhat to try and do more fixtures at Selhurst Park? That'd be fantastic for WSL to have another stadium opening its doors and getting, you know, 20,000-30,000 in if you could.
Well, I'd imagine so. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not really involved in them sorts of conversations, but, you know, we actually hadn't won at Selhurst quite a few times of playing there very early on, but, you know, we actually broke that this season. I personally really, really enjoy playing at Selhurst. Bigger pitches always means more space, but no, I think it will definitely be something that the club will be looking to implement next season, yeah.
Excellent. And as players, we've seen it before, haven't we? Like, players come together and you have more of the ear of the owners nowadays. You can ask for things. So maybe that's for you to think about over the summer as well, whether you can get a guarantee of a number of games. That would be brilliant.
Yeah, hopefully.
Congratulations on the promotion. So how long does the partying go on for? I know that you're a bit delicate today. Does it continue on for the rest of the week?
We're going for a meal on Wednesday as a team, so we'll see everyone then. And then we've got the whole club awards evening next Tuesday. So we'll see everyone then, including the men and everyone else. So that'll be good as well. So I've got a few more little events, but yeah. I'm feeling
fantastic.
A bit
fragile. You deserve it. You deserve
Thank
all
you.
That champagne, Annabelle. Well Thank done.
You. Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
The Offside Rule. This is a Listening Dog Media production. Sports Social Podcast Network.